This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You know, I get up in the morning like all of you do, and I generally I'll go into the kitchen, I'll feed the cat. We have a cat. The cat stares at me and always has the same meowing noise coming out of it. You know, our cat in the middle of the night starts meowing really loud, and like just to make sure it wakes up the whole house because it wants all of us to know that it's bugged or it needs help or something. I don't. It's the same old thing. Then you go and you find it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just yelling and screaming. So I get up and I feed the cat, and I'll generally walk out the front and grab the paper, come upstairs, you know, read a little bit of the paper, you know, make some coffee maybe, I don't know, work out on the exercycle. As you guys know, I'm back on the old Weight Watchers thing today, man. I had my 8 points for breakfast and for lunch. I got 27 points. What did I get, 27 or 29? I forget. Anyway, now, you know, I put a little weight on. I'm back up to 236. I was as low as 226. So I put on about 10 pounds. And I look forward to the day ahead, as many of you look forward to the day ahead. What have you got to do for the day? What projects, what special calls are you going to make? What am I going to do on the show? What am I going to talk about? What bits are we going to do? What news are we going to comment on? My wife says to me, well, we have to write a check for this, and we have to write a check for that, and the kids need this, the kids need that. Fine, fine, great. We have to do what we have to do, because we're all struggling, aren't we? We get into our cars, we drive to our jobs, we stop at red lights, we proceed when it's green. We very politely step aside when the elevator opens to allow the people out, a little tip of the cap to a elderly woman who may pass our way. We bump into someone, we say, excuse me. On Sunday, perhaps, if you are of a mind, you worship at the house of religion that is your favorite. You bring your children with you, and you look into the heavens, and you say to God, God, I'm living as decent a life as I can. Please give me one more year of life. Please give me a little bit more money with my paycheck. Please allow my children to have good health. Please, if you can see it, Lord, allow me to maybe have a nice weekend. You know, maybe we can, maybe God, maybe that promotion will come through. The little things, that's all you ask, isn't it? Isn't it? Am I right? Just the little things. That's all you ask. And then you open the paper, as I did this morning, with a smile on your face, maybe a song on your lips, and hope in your heart for the day ahead, and you read that David Edwards, an ex-convict, just won $41 million in the Powerball lottery. A guy who was convicted of first-degree robbery, and a man who also was convicted of possession of a handgun, a total of 11 years in jail over the last 16 years. A antisocial, a reprobate, a rapscallion, a man who can't stay on the decent side of the law, a man who has spent 11 of the last 16 years inside, he gets to have $41 million. Thank you, God. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. No, that's why that's the reason why you go to church. That's why I do it. That's why I used to do it. See, there's order in the universe. There's perfect order in the universe. I stay within the speed limit. I pay my taxes. I try to raise my kids to be good citizens. I come to my job. I show up on time. I do the best job that I can, and then I go home. And some ex-con with a handgun violation on his rap sheet, $41 million. 11 of the last 16 years he has spent out in the yard pumping iron, hanging with the Aryan Brotherhood, reading up on how to beat the rap there in a cell late at night. And then on top of all of it, here, have $41 million. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I get in the way of you? You were about to put a loaded weapon into that glove box? Oh, I'm sorry. When you're done, I'd like to give you $41 million. Yeah, okay. Okay, there you go. Well, when you get done robbing the liquor store, then can I? Oh, all right. Okay, great. The first winner to face the media after Saturday's drawing was an ex-convict who had turned his life around only to lose his job. He now has plans to help his family with part of his winnings. David Edwards said that he would give his mother and father a check of $500 this evening in appreciation for all that they've done for him. In the meantime, he'd already picked out the convertible Rolls-Royce that he'd like to pull in to a Popeye's fried chicken with and order up boxes and boxes, the big 10-piece bucket for him and his buddies. "It's a poor man's dream," said David Edwards. "It's also an ex-con's dream," he also added. After lottery officials validated his ticket, he chose the lump sum payment of $41.5 million because, being an ex-con, he doesn't trust anybody, least of all the government, to dole it out over, 20 years with the $2 million, blah, blah, blah. Edwards was convicted in 1981 of robbery in the first degree and sentenced to 10 years in prison after tying a prison official to an anthill and leaving him there. I'm just kidding about the last part because I know that he may sue me. With his $41 million, he can get a pretty decent lawyer. In 1991, he was convicted of possession of a handgun by a convicted felon. He spent a total of 11 years in jail, spread out over 16 years. He was released October 1st, 1997. The no longer poor man said he plans to buy a cream-colored Rolls-Royce Bentley, because he saw a lot of that color in the joint, a convertible to replace his 1992 Buick Roadmaster that has 130,000 miles on it and a bad radiator. David Edwards, convicted of tying a man to a metal rod and then sending 10,000 volts of electricity through it for laughs while he and his friend chugged 40 ounces and watched the guy slowly burn, was handed a check for $41 million by state lottery officials. Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm not bitter. Let the guy have a good life. Good for him. He turned his life around. Hey, he was a piece of crap, and now he isn't anymore. Hey, with $41 million, you figure the guy will keep from robbing liquor stores, don't you think? Or maybe I'm wrong. Just for kicks, he'll go out and rob another one. But that's the way it seems, you know. Okay, so I'm just kidding. I'm not bitter. Guy that goes out and craps all over everybody just got $41 million.
Well, God sends us all these trials and...
Yeah, sure.
No, really, Phil, we don't know the Lord's plan.
Oh, bull crap. I know his plan. He's screwing with me. That's what his plan is.
Well, now, come on, Phil. You don't know...
Now, bull... Guy's a con. He got $41 million. What do you mean God's plan? What are you talking about?
Well, you don't know, man. Maybe he'll get $41 million and he'll become a paraplegic.
Yeah, and maybe my name is Zsa Zsa Gabor. Yeah, maybe. And then again, maybe not. Maybe the guy's just going to be walking around free and clear and looking good. And remember when I told you I saw the guy's picture? This before I knew anything about the guy. I saw his picture in the paper yesterday and I wanted to beat his face in. There was a reason, and I didn't know what it was. Now I find out who this guy is. $41 million. And that's out of a $295 million payout. So there was four of them. That's, what is that, $70 million plus? Yeah, about $80 million. That's about right. It's about half of that. But the $40 million... I don't know what the hell it is. Forget. What am I figuring out his money for? You can go count it, pal. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bud Dickman is coming up with his weekly top 10 in just a few seconds. And the flight attendant who claims that she had an affair with Gary Condit, she rejected as ludicrous the lawmaker's suggestion she was trying to make money by going public with her story, and she reacted with disbelief to his claim that they didn't have a relationship. "I don't understand what he defines as a relationship," said Anne Marie Smith, a flight attendant who maintains she had a 10-month affair with Condit. Speaking Tuesday on ABC's Good Morning America, Smith repeated her charge that Condit had asked her to sign an affidavit denying that they had a relationship. "He asked me to lie, and if I hadn't had an attorney, I would have perjured myself. I wasn't aware of the law." I would have marched right over there and signed the affidavit because I wanted to keep my name out of the media. Despite Condit's disavowal of the document as a lawyer-to-lawyer communication, Smith insisted he knew exactly what was in it. She said she had called her three or four times asking her to sign it. There were at least three or four phone calls from Mr. Condit. He called me directly from Mr. Crotchett's office saying it was a safe phone, said the slut, who was, I mean, I'm sorry, it doesn't say that, said the woman, referring to a San Francisco attorney who worked for the lawmaker. Ms. Smith, getting over a case of gonorrhea, was interviewed by Associated Press. No, I'm sorry. Condit has come under close scrutiny since the disappearance of a former government intern, Chandra Levy. Remember her? Not many of us do. Chandra Levy was a woman who went missing, and then everybody got excited about Gary Condit. Chandra Levy, by the way, we forget. Who is she again? How do you spell that name? How you spell that? Is it Chandra? Is it Chandra? Is it Chim Chim? What the hell is it? It's Chota Levy. What do we know? His conduct during the investigation of Levy's disappearance has also been questioned. Monday, Smith's attorneys filed paperwork with a grand jury seeking to indict Condit and two aides on charges of attempting to cause her to commit perjury and obstruction of justice. Smith, an airline attendant, said she's only screwed, oh, maybe a half a dozen guys on the latest leg that she flew from Hong Kong to L.A. But before that, Condit was totally hers. She was very much exclusive to Mr. Condit. Since then, however, it's been, you know, musical beds. Appearing on CNN's Larry King Live Monday night, Chad Condit, the lawmaker's adult son, made similar claims. I mean, it's obvious what it's about. It's not about finding Chandra Levy. He's right. Pressed by King about whether he believed she was making money from the controversy, the son replied, "We don't know who's made money. There's been a lot of people making money off of this. But we don't know who it is," he said. Smith said she was appalled by the implication that she would seek to profit from the controversy, said the flight attendant, who makes $30,000 a year. You know, it would be really sad if it wasn't so sad. "I'm working two jobs right now to try to make ends meet," she said. "I missed the whole month of July from work, and I'm working two jobs. I'm getting up at 4:30 in the morning to help my neighbor with his coffee bar. There is no way I made money off of this. I mean, the idea is ludicrous. Sure, Playboy has called me. Okay, maybe they did offer me $750,000 to $1 million for a low-rent spread, what they call a lo-fi spread. You think I'm going to take that kind of money? I will give you an unequivocal, I don't know." Smith, who will probably turn up in Hustler next month, said she was outraged at the idea that she would try to make money off of this controversy. Smith, who ain't bad looking for a 39-year-old woman with a big ass, was interviewed by Larry King and said, "I think it is ludicrous." How do you pronounce that word, Larry? When corrected and told it was ludicrous, she said, "Yeah, that." Condit, 53 and married, faces increasing criticism on the Levy matter, especially after a series of interviews that were widely seen as a public relations disaster. Tossed a number of softballs by Connie Chung, who couldn't interview her way out of a wet paper sack, Condit still looked bad. Many lawmakers and political pundits said Condit seemed evasive in his answers. They weren't sure. It just seemed like he was evasive. But then what do you want from lawmakers and political pundits who couldn't find their ass with both hands and a flashlight in a freaking closet? Several Republicans have called for his resignation. Boy, that's original, ain't it? Many top Democrats no longer... Several Republicans have called for his resignation so they could get some Democrats in there that are actually even better than Condit, and that would make those Republicans look pretty stupid, wouldn't it? That's why they're only calling for his resignation. They're not really doing anything about it. Many top Democrats no longer give Condit even a lukewarm endorsement, not even a lukewarm, soft, wet fish handshake, not even so much as a wet, clammy handshake, saying it's up to him and his constituents to decide what his political future will be. Seeing as how he comes from the 18th Congressional District in the Central Valley of California, there's not much chance that he'll be thrown out because a lot of those people up there are so stupid they make dirt look smart. Various polls have shown support for Condit dropping in his 18th congressional district in the Central Valley area. Oh, dropping. I thought it said various polls have shown support for Condit, who he himself is dropping in the 18th congressional. I don't know what the hell I was reading. So there you go. That's the latest that we have on that one. This Smith, this airline, and boy, I'll tell you, she's doing just wonders for the flight attendant business, isn't she? She's a, and I heard her interviewed. You know what? I've been on airplanes a lot lately, and flight attendants, I don't know what to think about them. Some of them are really great. Some of them are kind of stupid. I don't know what it is. It's like I said once before, you know, they say that they're there primarily for safety, but the fact of the matter is, no, they're not. You know it, I know it, and they know it. We are here primarily for your safety, but if we can get you a drink of water or a beer or a mixed drink, if they're there primarily for my safety, then just be there primarily for my safety. Don't set up my expectations. You're going to give me a double freaking vodka. This broad, excuse my language, she gives new meaning to the term drink service. We are here primarily for your safety. Well, what are you talking about? So I don't get a beer? No, today we don't feel like giving you a beer. Well, wait a minute. Got like an 11-hour flight here. How about a beer over here? No, we're here primarily for the safety. What happened to the movie? And what happened to the... I mean, everything, it just sucks. Sorry. You guys, you know, most of these airplanes never crash, which means basically all you got to do is sit on your ass just flying from Hong Kong to L.A. or to Paris. You don't do nothing. Because if you're here primarily for my safety, and you can blow me off if I want to, and I said blow me off, okay, so please don't get any ideas, Miss Smith, and you can blow me off if I want a beer or a cup of coffee or something, then what the hell, you don't do jack for a living. I used to be a big supporter of flight attendants, especially after I flew to London. I was in the middle of it was right after the flight attendant strike of 19 of the late 80s. I think it was 87. I was going to London on TWA, and I noticed one set of flight attendants had a really sour, nasty look on their faces, and the other ones were all perky and smiley. So I finally asked one of the sour-looking ones, I said, what's the story? I mean, you guys look really, you know what it is, sir? I said, what? We're having to work with scabs. She said, these other flights, I said, yeah, they were brought in. They're a bunch of scabs, and they were brought in under the aegis of the union, and so we're having it. We don't like it. I said, well, you know, I'm a union member. I can dig it. I support. She says, well, thank you very much, sir. So then she started giving me free drinks and her phone number and stuff like that. Because I sympathized with her. I am a union member. I do believe in unions. I know the good that they do. But... And, you know, the year's gone down to, you know, it's ever since then, man, it just gets sucks. After a while, and even you smile and you try to be friendly and it still stinks, the service that you get, screw it, man. Sitting on a runway 4 freaking hours, waiting for the freaking plane to taxi into a gate, can't get the plane on time, 3 hours late, bags thrown all over the place like crap. Guys at those baggage handlers, I don't know what those guys are doing, man. We got back from Mexico. I stood there for a half hour waiting for my bag. It's the same complaints over and over and over again. It's been going on for years. Guys, like I got off the plane from wherever the hell we came from, Mexico. Again, it took me a half an hour. Why is this? We don't know. Nobody's got an explanation. Nobody cares. We know you have a choice of airlines, so we thank you for flying such and such airline. And we hope to see you again. Well, we do have a choice of airlines. Not much. If you stop to think about it, I'm going to Mexico. There's basically only two airlines I can take. One of them is Mexicana, which stops in every bloody city. If I'm going from L.A. to Cancun and I take Mexicana, I got to stop in 58 different cities. Because there's just no such thing as nonstop. It's just 900. Or I can take Alaska. And that ain't all that great either. I don't know whether they're a sponsor of the Phil Henry Show. Oh, you mean they are? They are fantastic. Forget about that crash out there in the Pacific near Malibu. Other than that, they're great. You mean it was coming back from Puerto Vallarta? Well, I'd still fly them to Mexico. All right, anyway, check out our website, philhenryshow.com, and also our number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD, 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445, $20, $350 shipping and handling. You can pay by way of Visa, MasterCard, or a personal check, and all the money goes to my friend's place. And if we ever come out with that 2001, we'll let you know, okay? You can order it online as well by going to philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. And just click on the little thing there, man, and you'll find your way over to our website. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
This is Bud Dickman. Time for our weekly top 10. And here is number 10, Hanging by a Moment by Lifehouse. This song is a dingleberry. That's what I mean. It hangs like a dingleberry. I hate it.
Desperate for changing. Starving for truth.
Okay, you've heard that one a million times. Now, here's number 9, Train. The song is Drops of Jupiter. You know this song, it's the guy who goes, hey.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head.
Hey. Come on, everybody, sing along with her. R.C. Collins, you there?
Like yeah, right here.
Like okay, here it is. Go ahead.
Reminds me that there's a time to change.
Hey! Yeah, everybody can sing that part. That's bitchin'.
Since the return of a stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June.
Hey! Perfect.
Thank you.
There's Bob Dylan. That's Train with the
Milky Way to see the lights all fading.
John Cougar Mellencamp. Oh, excuse me. It's Train with Raps of Joy.
Tell me, did you fall for a shooting star? One without a permanent.
Don McLean. It's Train.
Kiss me while you were looking for yourself out there.
That's Train, Drops of Jupiter. Now at number 8, Stained. Song is called It's Been a While. Number 8, Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. It's a great song. I hope you listen to it because it's really good. I think you really like it. I'm going to start singing it. Oh,
it's been a while.
Scared me.
I could hold my head up high.
This guy sounds like Seal. What are you talking about?
I first saw you.
Bud Dickman, number 8.
On my own two feet again. And it's been a while since I could call you.
Heavy. It's been a while since I had a hit record. It's been a while since I took a dump. It's been a while. That's Stained. They've been added to the list of performers for the 2001 MTV Video Music Awards. I tell you, last year was bitching. Remember when that one dude come from Rage from the Machine, climbed up on the back, and the one dude from the Limp Bizkit went, "That's fad." It's been a while since I got laid. Number 8 here on the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Since, yeah, okay, it's too bad. Number 7 is Usher. It's a song called You Remind Me. Usher is a young black male who, if he hadn't got a career in music, would probably be gangbanging.
See the thing about you that caught my eye is the same thing that makes me change my mind.
We talked with Usher about his current hit record, You Remind Me.
Good song,
your voice is really different from on the record.
You think so, man? Yeah. That's the thing I do.
You see the thing that I like to
do? Yeah, I do that. I get up there, man. I sing like that. Hell, I sound like Barry White.
That's very interesting.
Thank you very much.
But I was cool. I'm reminded when I look at you.
There you go, Usher, and You Remind Me. What were we talking about? Just remind me. At number 6 is a song that features some outstanding guitar work. There it is. This is the only use of a ukulele in the top 40 this year. Jagged Edge with Nelly, Where to Party At. Well, a party at in my pants. What do you think of that?
Oh.
tears in the calm, just showing little love, represent your sign like me.
I think we might want to get that gay alert out. You know, I just really... We're getting a lot of songs here that are close to gay.
Pulled up on dubs that we thought to go and buy the bar up. So soulful, so we ain't playing. Hang with no lanes, walk insane.
Gay alert, gay alert, gay alert, gay alert. Can't play it anymore. Nope, can't play that song anymore. See, when you hear that horn, that's the Bud Dickman exclusive gay alert. And that means that the song has some kind of homosexual theme. And as a result, we're not allowed to play it anymore on our show. Now, that was Jagged Edge with Nelly and Where the Party At. Very obviously gay, flaming homosexual music. Let's try this one from Gwen Fastani, Stephen Fanuni, Bob Looney, Let Me Blow Your Mind. Yeah, see, that's gay too, so we can't play that. All right. Moving on now to number four is Blue Cantrell, and the song is Hit 'Em Up Style Loops. Now, I know this is a chick singing, but she could be like, you know, bathhouse stuff. So let's listen.
While he was teaming, I was
yeah, it's gay. See? All right. On to number three is Janet Jackson. Janet, of course, with Someone to Call Me Lover. She's big and, but, you know, kind of on the faggy side. So let's listen to Janet Jackson now. Someone to Call Me Lover. Someone to Call My Lover. What, did she lose his phone number or something? Oh, she needs a car. She needs a ride home. But Someone Call My Lover and... Get out of here with a Ventura. Get a America sampling. Bug off with that bull crap. All right, next up we've got Jennifer Lopez with I'm Real. Yeah, we'll see about that. Bag. All right, and finally, number one, it's Alicia Keys with Fallen. Yeah, that's gay, too. All right, this is the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. We'll be right back.
This is the Phil Henry Show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, one of the cutest guys in radio. All the girls really think he's slamming. Carson Daly.
Yeah, I'm Carson Daly, and I'm going to take over on the Buzz Dickman.
Dickman.
What?
Dickman.
The Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. We're going to start it out now on the Weekly Top 10. Huh?
Number 10.
At number 10. And here it is. It's a song that is very cool. Dope. Definitely fresh jam. I'm going to get it on here in a minute. Here it is. Number 10.
It's not on.
What?
The song's not on, you dumbass.
Oh, the number, okay. Here it is on the Carson Daly Weekly Daily. I'm Daly, but this is Weekly.
Yeah, your name is Carson Weekly.
I'm Carson Weekly. No, I'm not, man. I'm Carson Daly. Carson Daly, and here's number...
10.
10.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, you asshole.
What'd I do?
You're playing two songs at once.
Is the same thing that makes
making change all
kind of hard. That's number two. Now, number three is this one.
You need to sit down.
And then the number four,
what the hell are you doing?
It's the Carson mix.
All right.
There goes the time with
just
that's Carson Daly's top 10. And another
thing. Gotta give me the thing. I'm sorry, folks. Carson is in trouble. He's in serious trouble. We have realized that he's now in stage 3 of syphilitic dementia. And we didn't want to have to announce it, but apparently members of my crew had found in his dressing room evidence there had been some infectious pus.
Oh, wait a second, man. Here it is, number six.
You just listen to the guy. He's messed up. Yeah, that's great, man. That's really,
you like that, man?
Yeah, it's really good, Carson.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Yeah, great. Don't you have to go to the studio for your other show?
Yeah, I'm going to do it, but it's one of, you know.
Why are you listening to one side, man? I mean, you remind me of, like, probably what Al Capone looked like just before the end.
Well,
All right, folks, let's continue on now with the Carson Daly Top 10. Which one do you want to go to now, Carson?
Number two.
Okay, we just played 10.
Yeah, that's right. It's fine.
All right, let's go to number two now, and here it is. That sound like number two to you?
Yeah, whatever, man.
All right. Hi, you're on the air, and it's the Carson Daly, Bud Dickman Weekly Daily Top 10. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Yeah, I think you got to get this guy out of there, man. He's messing your show up. So that,
I can't do anything about it.
You know, get the guy some medicine or something. Sounds like he's feverish. I don't know what
it. I'm doing the best I can. I'm just trying to, you know, put this thing together. And so.
All right.
Who is this?
I'm Carson's father, Ida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just want you to know he's still living at home, too. And
all right, I understand.
Thank you.
I want to do it, man.
Stay with
you. I want to do it, man.
Carson, you're making an ass out of yourself.
Get away from me. Get away from me. Keep your hands off of me. You understand? Don't ever put your hands on me, you retard.
Look, Mr. Daly,
shut up. I'm Carson Daly, not you. I got all the babes after me, not you. Huh? You're just some guy with a plastic plate in his head. Ha 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 ha.
Okay, I'm Carson Daly. Here's number three. I'm old enough to push these buttons, man, not you. America with Ventura Highway and
wait a minute, you idiot. That's Janet Jackson, and that was
no, it's American. No.
That's Janet Jackson with Some Piece of Crap. And now here's a number one song of the week on the Carson Daly Bud Dicklin Top 10, Alicia Keys and something, I don't know
what's the name of it?
Falling.
Sometimes I love you. Sometimes I feel good, at times I feel used. Loving you, darling, makes me so confused. I keep on falling in and out of love with you. I never love someone the way that I love you.
County Beach patrol officers are investigating whether a 69-year-old man was bitten by a shark Monday afternoon. William Gotell was bitten on the left foot while wading in the 4 foot of water at the south end of New Smyrna Beach.
We're just playing this song because we like it.
In front of everybody, because you have floor seats.
I have $1,500 floor seats.
Let's talk basketball. What did they do?
What?
What did you, they did what?
When you're on the floor at the Laker Arena, and it,
what arena is that?
At the Laker Arena.
Yeah, and what's it?
You know, I resent having a 15-year-old child laughing at me.
First of all, I am not a child. Obviously,
play.
I know a little bit more than
15.
You do.
You're still
you have had guys sit here and work for you
kid.
For 6 years.
You're
for all
still
you know, they didn't have basketball
no,
in his country. It could have been a totally
what's
new experience for him. And
okay.
He could have been... He
they
likes
play
the
at
LA,
the Staples Center.
The
okay,
he
they play
the
at
LA
the
Staples.
I happen
yes,
to live in Los
soccer.
Angeles.
So maybe he decided
okay.
to go come up with a different sport.
Right, soccer, or I mean basketball.
You don't even hear what she's saying because she's a 15-year-old kid, wet behind the ears. You haven't seen enough of this world to comment on it, my young friend. And
okay.
I'll tell you something else. If you know so much,
well, I mean, I may not have seen a lot,
what,
but I've seen enough.
Where are the Hawks
to know that you don't fire somebody.
Hold on for a minute, man.
For 6 years, that you have worked for you for 6 years.
Hold on. So you go
he's
to the Laker
new
Arena.
To the country, and I mean, he could have been.
He lied
just
to me.
Experienced a basketball game, and he thought it was cool. So he maybe he decided he wanted to go out and buy him a flag.
Get the snot nosed brat out of my face. Get her out of my face.
She's making some good.
Get that snot.
First of all, I am not a snot-nosed brat. I am a little bit more intelligent than your stupid behind is.
I went to the arena and saw them bounce the ball.
You saw them bounce the ball?
Yes, at the arena where the basketball was played.
Okay.
Okay.
You sound really intelligent
you
talking about how
oh,
you
yeah?
saw people go run up and down the court bouncing a ball.
That's right. That's what basketball
is. Let me tell you,
do.
You're supposed to be a hardcore fan.
Ashley, what do you call bouncing the ball in basketball?
It's called dribbling.
There you go.
I'm
okay.
a varsity
number
cheerleader,
two.
So I go to every
the
game,
cheerleader,
every time,
her.
All through the season. I know the times.
Uh-huh.
I know the signals.
Hey,
I know the signs.
Hey,
I know everything there is to know about
Hawks.
Basketball.
You really? Okay, and what do they call it when the man stands still and shoots it?
That's a free throw.
Okay, see, because she's a cheerleader, Phil. That's how she knows.
What do you mean the man stands still?
I went to one of the Laker basketball games. I saw the tall guy that makes all the four-point
shots. You
yes.
don't even know the
what a
names
moron.
Of the players, and you're supposed to be a fan?
The tall guy who made the four-point shot.
There is no four-point shot.
Oh, my God. Okay,
oh, crap. They've got the four-point line.
There
3 points.
No four-point line.
That's,
there's
you're
one,
a kid you don't
two,
know.
And three
you don't know.
Shots
kid,
in a basketball
a kid,
game. And the only
know.
Way you can get a one-pointer
a
is if you shoot a free throw.
Let me tell you something. You're never going to be a Laker girl, so quit dreaming, okay?
I don't want to be a Laker girl. I don't need to be a Laker girl because I can make more money being something more prestigious than being a cheerleader.
Well,
I know that, and I mean,
right
I love
now?
The Lakers.
How come
Kobe Bryant
right
and Shaquille O'Neal are some
oh,
of my favorite basketball players.
She goes, Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant. You don't even know what his name is.
Okay, what's his name?
Kobe, now you got me nervous.
What's his name?
Kobe Johnson.
Bryant, thank
Kobe,
you.
Kobe Johnson.
Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant.
I'm 15 years old, and I'm...
Who's that screaming banshee in the background?
Thank
who's
you.
Yelling?
I don't need to work for $1,500 to go get floor.
Phil Henry.